All right, so Aaron Rodgers went on his good buddy, his good friend Joe Rogan's podcast today, and it was a three-hour meandering interview, as you would guess. It was about zero football. There was nothing about the Steelers directly, about his playing future directly in this interview, the best I can tell. But he did, in a conversation about the way cancer is treated in America, bring up stuff about his personal life. He's made his personal life a topic, Rodgers, because of what he said on McAfee's show. He said, I'm not in a position right now to sign with a team because I'm going through some personal issues right now that I need to take care of first. And so Rogan starts talking about the way cancer is treated in this country. And this is what Rodgers said to him about that. This is a quick clip.
Figured it out during the last year when I've been in the weeds with these people who are close to me that have cancer, is that innovation is frowned upon and alternative ways of dealing with cancer.
And then they went into that whole thing. But the scoop there is that he's been in the weeds with people close to him who are battling and fighting cancer, which is no fun. And we don't wish that on anybody. And obviously thoughts with those people that are close to Aaron Rodgers who are having to fight for their life right now. What's interesting about that, though, is what Ian O'Connor told me on Friday about these personal issues. This is Aaron Rodgers' biographer. This is a guy who talked to, I think the number is like over 100 people for the book he wrote about Aaron Rodgers last year, and developed a very close relationship with Rodgers' family. And we know that there's stuff going on there where they're not really very close. But O'Connor still has incredible Rodgers sources. He's based out of New York, so he was around Rodgers the last 2 years there. And this is what he said about these personal issues that Rodgers is facing.
I think I have a pretty good sense of what it is, and I don't think it's something that would prevent him from playing football. But I did reach out to his father, frankly, and asked, I hate to ask this question, is there anything health-wise with your family? And he said, no, we haven't talked to Aaron, and we don't know what he's referring to. We heard and saw what he said on McAfee. And talking to a couple other people close to Aaron, I think I have a sense of what it might be. I'm not comfortable repeating
gotcha.
It
That's fine.
Right now, but I don't think it would prevent him from playing football with the Steelers.
All right, what is your reaction to all that, Malzi? Both the comments on Rogan and then the follow-up there where Rodgers' dad said, hey, it's not me, it's not his mom, it's not his brother, it's not his sister.
I still feel like
cancer battle.
I still feel like are we automatically connecting though? Because what's weird for me is O'Connor says I know what it is, but I'm not, out of respect for Rodgers and whoever else is involved in this, I'm not going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame him on that.
But then
front.
He felt comfortable saying that it's not someone in his family.
Yeah. So yeah, we can all have close friends who are battling cancer. But like Ian saying it's not, like, essentially intimating it's not this insanely major, major thing, right? Because that's, am I correctly like paraphrasing?
Yeah,
kind
he said
of how
it's not something that's going to prevent him from playing football. If it was a major thing,
do you even directly correlate what he said to Rogan about friends who are in the weeds with cancer with that being the actual thing?
So
I don't even know if you can.
I know you were out. You were in Nashville, I think, when Rodgers went on McAfee. So I don't know how much of that you ended up ever going back and watching or listening to, but I just thought he sounded like someone who had a family member or friend close to him that was dealing with like a grave, serious illness. He didn't say it, but I thought he pretty much intimated that as best he could without saying that in the interview. That was my takeaway from it.
If you do connect the two, then yes, I would imagine he shows up for the start of OTAs.
Like these, he said, in the weeds with these people, maybe treatment they're doing better and...
Or just like he wanted to be around these people as long as he could. I mean, it not being related to anybody in his family, we know that there's enough friction between Rodgers and his immediate family that whoever these people are who are in the weeds, if it's people plural, he might be closer with them and treat them more like family than his actual family at this point.
I agree.
So when I think about it in those terms...
They function as his family.
When I think about it in those terms, I think maybe he would act more like it was a true biological immediate family member because he doesn't have a close relationship with his biological family.
I also think it's possible I don't think it's out of the question that, let's say, these people who were close to him fought cancer, and we don't know how that went, but maybe it gave him a perspective like, you know what? I really like football. I don't love football enough where in months like April and May, I'm going to make it my life. So, you know what, Steelers? You guys can tell me you're good and you don't need me, but I'm just going to let you know right now, this makes me want to live my life during this time of year.
I'm going to treat every day like it's precious, and football does not need to be front and center.
Yeah.
I'm going to prioritize different things when I don't absolutely have to be there.
And if you guys don't like that, that's fine. That's on you.
I'm good with you not liking it if you don't want to bring me in. But they've let him like do this.
But the one thing about that that I don't really understand is, if that theory is anywhere close to being true, why couldn't they come to some kind of agreement where he signed a contract
but then didn't show up
until it was mandatory?
Do they not like the optics of that, maybe? Like, would the team say, why are we... Because they have plausible deniability right now. They're still getting led around by the nose. But, I mean, if they made that much of a special dispensation for him and it was signed, sealed, delivered that way, I could see Art Rooney not liking the optics of that more than the current situation.
But the current situation is people want to take the Steelers at their internal word, where they're telling their players and everybody he's going to sign. But it's just like they were telling me and other people that Aiyuk was going to be a Steeler. So there is that, too. I know it's different. I know it's not completely apples to apples. But we're also dealing with somebody who might wake up one day and say, you know what? I'm not officially a Steeler. Maybe I'm not ready to go be a Steeler. That's the conundrum here. You know, like, going back to the Florio conversation from last hour, we're getting close to another one of these made-up deadlines that people in the football world have tried to put on this situation, which is he'll sign in time for the mandatory workouts. And if he's not signed by then, the reaction will be, oh, well, not that big deal. Not that big of a deal. He's got until whatever the first reporting date is for Latrobe.
He's still got 2 months for this.
I mean, I now almost, she's there. I mean, Brooke's around the owners in Minneapolis and around these bigwig NFL people. I don't think that what she heard is that far off. Could it honestly be that he's given them, all he said is that, yeah, I plan on playing for you guys, but I don't know when I'm going to be ready. And there's like no date whatsoever that they're circling now. That he could, if he wanted to take this thing into August, they would be fine with it because they still think that it beats the alternative of going with Mason Rudolph at quarterback.
If it goes into August where they're well into camp and that's the first time he shows up, that's actually an over-the-top slap in the face at Mason Rudolph. I don't care how bad he was with Tennessee for chunks of last year. If I were at Rudolph, I'd be like,
but they
really
won't look at it that way because of what Ben said, HOF. And
I like what you said better, OLD.
Yep. Thank you for that, Malzi.
It's nice
every once in a while to compliment each other, I think.
I put you on a pedestal, just usually outside the show. I tell people that I think you're as good as it gets in this country.
Okay,
in local sports,
hold on a second,
talk,
though.
No,
time
better.
Out. Stop. But inherent in those comments is you have to say those things because people are ripping me, so you're trying to defend me. That's what doing now.
No, I frequently defend you when people rip you because that still happens. And I'm like, no, he's awesome. He's great to work with, and he's super talented.
Well, I feel the same way about you, Chris.
Well, other than the fact that you would be telling lies to those people, I appreciate it. I think you should be more truthful and say it's like an anchor I drag around, and that's how I've gotten so strong.
Donnie, we have to like check
by the way, speaking of your strength,
yes.
We had, I believe this was Turd Samich, our friend, came through. He said, Camp Pony, with all the storms happening, and they are serious, can't he just use his muscle to toss those storms right out the door?